Hour number two of the Rob Brown Radio program is underway. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Fan Upstate. Rob and Lonzo, happy Tuesday. Running through all the sports stuff. No, I'm not fighting. I'm not fighting it because I don't give a... Might be the new tagline of the show, to be honest with you.
I don't know. Would that work for the three time if we get the three time? I don't know.
The Rob Brown Show, we don't give a...
If we reach the limo riding phase where we think we're better than we are and okay, so you're saying you're already there.
I'm not saying that. A lot of stuff we are getting to on the show today, but as always, there are three things, sometimes more.
He said, but.
There are some sports stories that stand out amongst the rest, that rise above the rest. And those, of course, are the things that you will be talking about when you get to the office this morning. You're going to walk down that hallway. You're going to go meet your coworker or coworkers, perhaps, and maybe even use some adult language when you talk about the three sports stories that you will find in today's Water Cooler Cheat Sheet. It is indeed the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this lovely upstate Tuesday morning. Let's begin with item number one. Lord Stanley's Cup was awarded last night after a Game 7 in Sunrise, Florida. The Cup will make its home Sunrise, Florida for the next year. A 2-1 victory in Game 7 awarded the Stanley Cup to the Florida Panthers. That is the fourth Stanley Cup in the state of Florida in the last 30 years, which hilariously is four more Stanley Cups than the entire country of Canada has won in the same time frame.
All that's Canada.
The state of Florida for the past three decades has been 400 times more successful at hockey than the entire country of its origin. Ladies and gentlemen, I humbly submit to you that Florida is no longer the sunshine state. It's now the hockey state.
Hey, really quick, I saw a former Copart wondering why everyone hates Canada. It's probably because he can see Canada out of his back window. But anyway.
Nobody hates Canada. It's just fun to make fun of people when they're bad at a thing that is their thing, you know?
Yeah, didn't they make that?
It's like their thing.
Now they can't do it anymore. That sucks for them.
It is their thing. No, it's not. It's Florida's thing now. As you all know, the capital of ice hockey on planet Earth is Florida.
Get the best of both worlds. You get in there and get in the ice, and then you go out in the sun. Who wouldn't want that?
Last night, you had a goal early from Carter Verhaeghe, a tip-in off of a fling towards the net. Not really a shot, not really a pass, really just trying to get it close and get a deflection goal was Evan Rodriguez. Didn't matter. Carter Verhaeghe, With the I don't even know how to describe it. The puck was going across the front of the net, across the front of Stu Skinner. Verhaeghe got his stick in the air, knocked the puck out of the air, redirected it 90 degrees down through the five hole, and got the win for goal number one. Just about 5 minutes later, Edmonton, Matthias Janmark would answer with a goal of his own off the wrister with 6:45 left to play. And we would stay knotted at 1-1 for a while. That is until Sam Reinhart, along with a pair of other Panthers, skated on a 3-2 breakaway. Reinhart set up the crossed goal passed, and then decided to go upper right, up over the shoulder of Stu Skinner with the wrister. Verhaeghe was credited with the primary helper on that one. That made it 2-1 in favor of the Cats. And despite a frantic third period that included a lot of ice time out of the front five for Edmonton, they were gassed. They were juiced. They were out there forever. Hyman had 24-52 on the ice. Connor McDavid, 25-42 on the ice. 22-22 for Draisaitl. They spent so much time out there that by the end of it, they were gassed, and Edmonton, deep in the contest, just did not have the tread on the tire to find the equalizer and buy themselves a ticket to an overtime period. An unfortunate ending for an Edmonton Oilers team that was on the verge of history. Florida won three in a row. Edmonton won three in a row to get back to within striking distance. We thought there was a chance at history last night. Alas, it was not to be. The Stanley Cup will remain with the Florida Panthers down in Sunrise. Back-to-back Stanley Cup trips for the Panthers last year got demolished by the Las Vegas Golden Knights. This year, they get their revenge. Let's go on to item number two. I don't know if before yesterday you knew the name Tony Vitello. Tony Vitello is the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers, and Tony Vitello just skyrocketed up the list of Rob Brown's favorite coaches, all right? It's like Dawn Staley is up there, Andy Reid is up there, and now and J.J. Redick is up there, and Tony Vitello is up there. The Tennessee Volunteers are your 2024 Men's College World Series national champions after they were able to kill off a vicious rally from the Texas A&M Aggies. The Colt will head back to the compound Sansa Trophy because it's on its way to Knoxville, Tennessee. 6-5 winners went the Volunteers last night.
Do they have the Yale guys in other sports, or is that just football?
I don't know. They didn't show them last night, or at least I didn't see them last night if they were out there. But the Yale leaders were the ones who introduced me to the reality that this is probably a cult. And it is. They are a Colt who still does not have a baseball national championship, as the Volunteers got it done last night. Tennessee pitching racked up 14 strikeouts last night, including 7 in 5.1 innings of work from Zach Sechrist, who was spectacular. 6-1 in the postseason was Sechrist. He was phenomenal from the dish. The Volunteers, 13 knocks last night. They ended up with four doubles last night. They ended up with a pair of dingers as well. Tennessee decided to wait until the last minute to start pouring on the runs, but they did. Tennessee was up 1-0 in the bottom of the first. A&M got it back in the top of the third to go level. Tennessee added up a pair in the bottom of the third to make it 3-1. We would stay that way until the bottom of the seventh when Tennessee added three more. That made it 6-1. The Aggies got two back in the eighth to make it 6-3. They got two more in the top of the ninth to make it 6-5. But the rally came up just shy of history. Tennessee will be your baseball national champions for this year. Let's get to item number three. It is official. The Carolina Panthers will be in Charlotte, North Carolina for at least another 20 years. Last night, as I told you they would, the Charlotte City Council voted to approve a joint $800 million stadium renovation plan alongside the Panthers that ties the Cats to the city for the next 20 years. Under the policy document that was approved by the city council, the city will pay $650 million toward the renovation of Bank of America Stadium. David Tepper will kick in $150 million up front and then another $421 million in potential overages, capital improvements, and what's the word I'm talking about? Maintenance. That's what it's called. Maintenance charges over the lifetime of the deal. The city's investment to be funded by existing hospitality and tourism tax resources, which are required by the state to be spent on projects to support the city's tourism economy. Inside of the individual language of that requirement is that the money must be spent on projects that support the arts, amateur sports, or local. Basically, Bank of America Stadium at that point. David Tepper put out a statement that said, quote, "For nearly 30 years, Charlotte has been the home of the Carolina Panthers and more recently Charlotte FC. We are proud to be in the Carolinas and look forward to delivering a venue that meets the needs of our community, players, and fans for years to come." Councilman Malcolm Graham acknowledged that some members of the council had what he called, quote, trust issues, end quote, with David Tepper after his previous deals for a Panthers practice facility in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and a practice facility for his MLS team, Charlotte FC, in Charlotte fell through. Though, as somebody who followed it, paid attention to it, a lot of people blame Rock Hill as much, if not more, than they blame David Tepper for the failed HQ in Rock Hill, South Carolina. A lot of folks feel like the city jumped in board and then pulled back their support of the plan. And that is why it went in that direction. Councilwoman Tijuana Brown voted no on the deal. She said, "Lonzo, you ready for just a little bit of petty?" She said, quote, "It sounds real good until we get Mr. Tepper angry and then he might throw something at the city council. The behavior of someone asking for $650 million is ridiculous," end quote. Obviously referencing the drink throwing incident from Jacksonville last year, which is, so that we are very clear, a fair thing to do.
I was going to say, well, what did she say that was wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, and it might actually be a fear.
The Panthers had a number of representatives, including former running back Jonathan Stewart, who spoke in favor of the renovations. He asked the city council to, quote, "embrace this opportunity to let the Queen City shine better, even more so than it did in 2015, end quote. Of course, 2015, the year the Panthers went to the Super Bowl. The Panthers opened play at BOA in 96. It is now considered one of the older stadiums in the league. However, the Panthers have said that the 72,000-seat stadium has, quote, good bones. And that is such an old guy thing to say, isn't it? Good bones is holding up relatively well. It remains in need of major renovations to bring it up to other par with stadiums around the league. David Tepper was met with resistance because of the fact that he is the second wealthiest owner in the NFL, worth an estimated $20.6 billion. As I said yesterday, the total wealth that David Tepper is chipping in, and this includes everything over the lifetime of the 20-year deal, works out to 0.02% of his total wealth. 0.02% of his total wealth. That's 0.02. I'm doing the math just because I'm curious. Lonzo, if you made $100,000 a year, that would work out to you paying $2,000 towards this project. It's not nothing.
No, I was going to say thank you for picking a number that I still will never attain, but it's cool.
Not nothing, but in the grand scheme of things, it's really nothing.
I mean, money he has in the bank is accruing interest that's more than what he's given. Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, so when you start talking about billionaires, the majority of folks in that position actually don't have much in terms of liquid assets, right? Like, they don't have much in terms of actual cash in a bank. They don't have a bunch of money stashed away. They have all that wealth in hedge funds and stocks.
That, but they have to have some. They have to have the money to live on.
Sure.
And how they live compared to how we live is a little more expensive.
It is unfathomably more expensive than you and I, how you and I live. I yesterday sat home and had an existential crisis because I wanted to buy a $100 Xbox controller because I can't spend money until the wedding. So my plan was immediately spend money. I had a whole crisis over whether I spend $100 on an Xbox controller. My man's over here getting 650 mil from the city.
We can start a GoFundMe for you if you want.
I mean, or somebody just buy me an Xbox controller.
No. Right? No, he's not really soliciting that. He's not doing that.
I am not. You know why? Because that's against the rules. And yes, yes. I follow the rules.
Even if I have to help you do it, yes.
I don't give up.
So you missed it. You're over there struggling with the world.
Anyway, the plan has been approved by the Charlotte City Council. The good news for you, the fans, the good news is outside of the outside pavilion that will be set up for watch parties and the like on Mint Street, one of the renovations that has been earmarked by the plan that was approved last night by the City Council, new bathrooms in the stadium. So we got that going for us, which is nice.
I got one. You didn't see
it. Oh, I heard it.
Okay. Is that where the scalper is?
Oh, sorry. Jacob did the math. It's actually $20, not $2,000.
Wow.
Do you understand why all involve microphones?
That's even less. will scalpers be hanging out at those parties? Because they'll be easier to find? I'm just guessing. It's outside, right? So why wouldn't they'll be over there?
It is my understanding it's outside where the two big Panther statues are. That pavilion is going to be expanded and basically make it a big party area, which I, for the record, think is kind of dope.
Cool.
I think it is cool. All right. How we feel about that? David Tepper gets his way, gets a whole lot of free money. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. I do have one complaint for all of my fellow statesmen from the Sunshine State of Florida, a.k.a. Hockey Town USA. Sorry, Hockey Town the World. I have one major complaint with the state of Florida. I watched that game last night with heightened expectations. It's game seven. There is no better pair of words in sports than game seven. It's the best thing. So I knew I was in for a treat. I knew we were in for a treat, and it was very good. It maybe wasn't the most thrilling game seven I've ever watched, but it was by no means bad. It was a fine game. It's a one-goal game, low scoring. Both goalkeepers absolutely on the flow last night. But then I started paying attention when they were going to intermissions and we were getting Messier and PK breaking down the game. Because those guys were standing at a desk up in the corner of the arena. Which meant that when you were looking at PK and Steve Levy and Messier up in the corner, the camera was pointed backwards out into the stands in Sunrise, Florida. And when they got to the first intermission and they started going up to PK, Messier, and Levy, I went, that's a lot of orange, dude. And you may not know this, for those of you that don't follow hockey, but the home team, the Florida Panthers, they do not wear orange. They wear red and white and gold. So it was very interesting. And then I started scrolling the social media because I do like going and finding people that are posting and going live from these events. Give you a little POV. From the stands. I'm a fan. And there was a picture after the goal that was scored by Edmonton when the on-ice skaters all gathered in the corner to celebrate. I would guesstimate that about 30 to 35% of the people in that stadium were Edmonton Oilers fans. And I got a little issue with that. You know, it is one thing if you've got tickets to a game and a little nobody team is coming to town, right? It's one thing if you've got tickets and the worst team in the league is coming to your house, coming to your barn to play. And if you're a fan that owns a ticket, putting that ticket out on the market to make some money off of it, because season tickets are, and this is true, friggin' expensive, man. They're expensive. So I don't fault people who sell their tickets when their tickets are, you know, up against the Charlotte Hornets coming to town or whoever. That's one thing. I got kind of a problem with fans who have tickets to a Stanley Cup Game 7 at the crib and are willing to sell those tickets and allow the bad guys to take over upwards of 30%, maybe more, of home ice, of your barn, of your house, of your crib. I was a little disappointed by that. And I was a little disappointed because while I am very much enjoying rubbing the collective face of Canada into the knowledge now that the state of Florida is more successful at your sport than your whole damn country. And while that does entertain me, and by the way, just so we're clear, Canada's a beautiful country. And the people from Canada are exceptionally and overwhelmingly nice.
Have you been to Canada?
I have not, but my little brother has and my sister and brother-in-law have, and they all loved it. There's a place I would like to go today in Canada.
Wait, you have a sister?
In-law.
Okay, all right.
Soon to be officially, I guess.
Okay, all right.
They have both been there and have had nothing but wonderful things to say about Canada.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the country is probably lovely.
It's a beautiful
country. And they have moose, but they don't...
have a Stanley Cup in the last three decades.
Yeah, they don't know how to play hockey. So, I mean, there's that.
Now, I will say, the tribalism in hockey is kind of dumb because I can go ahead and guess. In fact, let's play a little game. Lonzo, how many players on the Florida Panther roster this year, how many players are from Florida? Take a stab at it. Just from the state of Florida.
I'm going to go with one.
Let's see. I'm over halfway down the roster, and the answer is zero. Not a Floridian on the roster.
I was close.
Okay? Not one. Sweden, Finland, Canada, Canada, Canada. Maryland, Michigan, Canada, Canada. Finland, Finland. Minnesota, Canada, Canada. Connecticut, Canada. Sweden, Russia. Arizona, that's Matthew Tkachuk. Canada, LVA, Vent spills LVA. I'm going to assume that's Latvia.
I'm going to go with Latvia. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So it sounds like...
It is Latvia. Bang, nailed it.
Sounds like Canada doesn't know how to recruit. Also...
good at recruiting.
Also, or it could be that Canada ain't as lovely as you say, and people are like, yeah, I got to get out of here.
So no, it's phenomenal.
If you could live in Canada or Florida, I mean, you've lived in one... Where would you rather live?
I mean, Florida, but I'm a beach guy. I'm a beach guy. I got to be by a beach.
You know, we're all beach guys. We all want to be beach guys, no matter where we're from.
No, I know.
There's a couple of crazies who really like the snow, but they're just not. They weren't.
I know mountain people.
Yeah. Well,
I know my mom is a mountain people. She would rather be in the mountains in the snow than on the beach drinking Mai Tais.
But isn't that one of those, I'd like it there because it's not here type things?
I mean, I'm the disprove to that, right? I grew up on the beach. I go back today. In fact, I am going back this weekend, making time to go sit on the beach this weekend. So the tribalism's done, but also it's fun. Take that, Canada. I'm not your buddy guy. I'm not your guy, pal.
Don't
I'm not your
blame
pal friend.
Canada. Blame yourself.
I have a dramatic problem with fans whose teams are playing for a championship who give their tickets up and allow them to fall into the hands of a rival. I got a massive problem with that. If I'm a player, is it not a wee bit disheartening to look up into the stands if you're a Florida Panther and see a third of your stadium pulling for the bad guys?
How do you really stop that? If you can't go and you want to sell your tickets, do you need to see a passport? I mean, what do you...
Well, the only way that I've seen anybody address it, and by the way, I'm not saying you do anything to stop it, right? At the end of the day, if a guy wants to sell his tickets, if a gal wants to sell their tickets to not go to a game.
You keep talking about Game 7 being, you know, the greatest thing of all time. And if you can make a profit off of it, you're probably going to sell it and you're not going to care who you sell it to.
See, that's the thing. I'll tell you right now, if I owned a season ticket and my team is playing at home on a Game 7, I will miss the birth of my first child to be there. Okay? I can have more kids. I can't guarantee more Game 7s.
Allegedly. So the thing is...
No, capabilities there. Desire is lacking.
I don't know. It's not my business. So anyway, you talked about tribalism. Isn't that kind of being tribalism, not wanting the other team to be
in your building?
Okay.
But see, as a Florida Panther fan, of which I would say I am a loose one in that they represent Florida and they carry the name of the state on the chest, yeah, like, you know, whatever. It's my team. It represents my state. I get to say Florida is the hockey state for the next 365. That's fun for me, okay? But also as a fan, it would kind of aggravate me, upset me a little bit if other so-called fans allowed their fans to come in and take away from the degree of difficulty that is escalated that we earned by having Game 7 take place in our house. I'm a little bummed out by that. Now, the only way I've seen teams try to fight that is there are a few teams that have kicked off a new practice in recent years of if you would like to buy tickets from them, you've got to have a local credit card address, right? Like you can't be from Edmonton and buy tickets off the team website with a credit card that is registered to Edmonton. You got to be a Floridian or in a surrounding state. And I think that's one thing. Again, not saying you can or even should stop selling having people sell tickets. What I'm saying is be better, Panthers fans. Be better. Why? You have a chance to bring one of the most prestigious trophies in all of sports globally to reside at your house for the year, and you made it a little less difficult on Edmonton to pull that off. You made it a little less more difficult by allowing a third of the people in the building to be Edmonton fans. Could you imagine if Clemson hosts a playoff game in the first round this year, and let's say they bump up against Ohio State in round one and it's in Death Valley and you tune it on and 70% of the building is orange and 30% scarlet and gray? Woof. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Join us on the live stream, facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, The Fan Upstate, or The Rob Brown Show on YouTube and The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. We are live all 4 hours.
Sound like you said The Rob Brown Show.
Don't do that. It's against the law.
You did say that. I'm sorry.
You can watch the show all 4 hours, all 5 days of the week, at least the weeks that we are in here. All 5 weeks. Before we move on, a couple of things to keep you abreast of. Let's start with, I really thought you were going to roll the Beavis and Butthead clip there, and it would have been very fair.
No, I was trying to, you said don't do that, and now I'm...
I said what, don't play Beavis and Butthead?
No, I said don't emphasize
how dumb I am when I say dumb
okay,
words.
Okay, you were really serious when you said that, so I was processing, and that's, you know, I'm like, okay.
Next Monday, I will be off. We will be off. Next Monday, I will be driving back up from a weekend in Florida. This Friday, we will have the show, but I will be broadcasting from Florida on Friday.
Glad you mentioned that because I already forgot.
Lonzo would have been panicking at 6:55 or 5:55. Going, where the hell is he? This Friday, I'll be broadcasting from Florida. But we will have a show. Next Monday, we'll not have a show as I will be driving back from a weekend with the family and the band. Friday night opening for Jefferson Starship. Because why not? Right? Why not? Yesterday, somebody challenged me, great one, to go to a Jefferson Starship show doing Orange Cassidy cosplay. That's going to have to happen. I got to find a denim jacket.
He's back to using the other song now, but still.
That's okay.
He used that for a while. Why not?
Still going to do it.
It took me a second to register why you would do that. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For Jane, I believe, was the song.
That is correct. So we'll have a show Friday. I will win. And as far as
don't you
as
hope
of
they
now,
offer you to come on stage just so you can go, Jane.
0% chance they know what I'm doing. I'm just some dork in a denim jacket.
You guys are opening for them.
Yeah, but
they're going to be out there watching.
We'll see.
You might be discovered.
Hey, Lonzo, I quit. Why? Because I'm now the third rhythm guitarist in Jefferson Starship. Traveling the country playing elite events like the Destin Whiskey Festival. That'll be worth it.
Your sarcasm is unbelieved on this side. Because if you get offered, he's like, Mark, it's Jefferson Starship, dude. I gotta go.
Tell you what, when this tour, just hold the show until the tour's over. I'll be back. So we'll have a show Friday. As far as I am aware, we don't have any reason that the stream will not be up on Friday. It should be. We'll have Bet for the Cycle on Saturday. Be off on Monday. I am driving back. Then next Thursday, we are off for the 4th of July. So we will have shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week. We'll also let you know that is official and confirmed. We will be returning to ACC Media Days. That is the last full week of July. That is July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. We will have shows. This show will be live from ACC Media Days in Charlotte on Monday the 22nd. On Tuesday the 23rd, we will be off Wednesday the 24th, solely because Rob bought tickets to go see Creed a year ago and is not missing that, and was smart enough to know take the day off the next day.
By the way, if you are going to the Creed concert, come up and
give Lonzo a big old hug.
Hang out with Rob. Just ignore me.
Big old bro hug for Lonzo.
You won't even notice me because there'll be a bunch of long-haired people like me just rocking out the Switchfoot and Creed.
Bunch of Florida men.
I still can't remember who the third band was.
Finger 11?
Yeah, it might be.
I think. Doesn't matter. We're all there to see Scott and the boys.
Well.
All right.
Hopefully they're the in-between band, so I have time to go, you know, stand in line to pee, because I'm guessing there'll be a big line. I've never been to a rock concert that wasn't a Christian concert, and I've never been to one where there were three bands.
We're just broadening Lonzo's horizons.
So I don't know. I don't know what lines are like for the. I'm guessing there. I've been there before. Last time I was there was for Weird Al. I don't count that as a rock concert. I count that as an experience.
Man's a legend.
That was an experience because he's got all genres.
I've never seen Weird Al. Kind of disappointing.
It was amazing. Ask Chris about it too.
So we will be off on the 24th of July, and then on the 25th we will be live in Charlotte again. That is the day that Clemson will have their media day. So we will be there live for that day. We will be broadcasting live Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Diesel and Cole with Wire to Wire, our afternoon co-parts, will be broadcasting live on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I just thought of something, okay? Cole can reach volumes not quite your level, but he's up there compared to other people that are there at ACC Media Days.
ACC Karen?
Will ACC Karen come after Cole?
That's a great question. She did not come after me last year.
Yeah, but you if you recall,
they also had me way the hell away from the stage last year.
Yeah.
2 years ago, they put our table. So when you go, every station that's there has an assigned table. That is your table for the week. and it is yours to use for what you want when you want to use it. 2 years ago, our table was directly behind, I think it was one row over from the ACC network stage. And I learned that on show one. Now, at the time, were we in the 9 to noon slot? I think we were 9 to noon at that point. We were in that slot. They were going live from ACC Media Days, and my phone blew up from people that were like, yo, bro, you're on TV right now. And I realized, great, we're right there. And that was the second consecutive year that ACC Karen came over and was like, hey, man, we need you to not be you right now. We need you to take that volume level from 11 down to like 0.5, please and thank you. And I did the best I could because, you know, I didn't want to get blacklisted from the event. Showed up last year after two consecutive years of being the ballroom you do it in. It's not, well, it's actually a big lobby outside of the ballroom, but you go up the escalator.
There's an escalator right in the middle of it.
You go up the escalator. The escalator's kind of in the middle of the room. So when you go up the escalator to the top, they have a trophy display of the ACC title trophy, the Orange Bowl trophy. I think the last national championship was there last time we were up there. But you go up, and then you get off the escalator, and you walk either right or left around the edge of the escalator, and there's like a, it's like a one person walk with hallway that goes from the end of the escalator around, and then it opens up to the big room, and that's where the ACC stage is, and that's where the, you know, all the TV crews are set up with their studio or whatever. For the first 3 years that I attended Media Days in Charlotte, they had us in that big open portion of the room, which is where the coaches and the players spend most of their time walking around. After my third consecutive run-in with ACC Karen last year or 2 years ago, last year I arrived to find that our table had been moved over to the hallway next to the escalator. There were like three tables on either side. One of them was me, a cat out of Louisville who was also super loud, and a guy out of, I think, Tallahassee on our side that's also super. Like, clearly the three of us were like, oh, I get it. Which kind of stank because it resulted in any time one of us were live, we all found ourselves overpowering each other. Not intentionally, it just happens. But I am very curious with us running two shows there this year, as we will be live again Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Cole and Diesel will be live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I am very curious as to our location this year. Are they going to put us back in the big room? Because they give priority to stations that are running more shows. If you're running two or three shows in a pod, they put you a little closer to the action. If you just do one show, like we did primarily last year, then they kind of stick you off to the side or back in that hallway. I am wondering with two shows if this is another year that we have some interaction with ACC Karen.
I almost regret not going because if we were to get into a debate like we do in the 6 o'clock hour quite often, think of how loud that would be there. Because you're already loud, but when you want to fight, when you want to go, you get a little bit louder.
When you want to go.
Yeah. And
you want to go, bro.
Yeah. You want to go, bro.
You want to go, bro.
Hey, bro. You want to go?
I'm looking forward to it.
Bowl up, square up. Yeah.
So they have it off on Monday upcoming from Florida Friday, off on Monday, and then July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, we will be live as well, wire to wire from ACC Media Days. The Rob Brown Show live on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Cole and Diesel live on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So there is your there's your setup. There's your schedule.
You're not going to see me much for 2 weeks there because I'm on vacation like part of the 2 weeks before that. I'm not taking 2 weeks. I'm like taking a Thursday and Friday off.
I was like, you're taking
off.
2 weeks off?
No, I'm taking a Thursday and Friday off, and then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I was about to say, I need to get on the Lonzo compensation plan.
Come on. You know how many vacation days I have. But I'm staggering the vacation in order to make sure that work gets done around here because, you know, I'm a company guy. That is the reason why I'm doing it.
Oh, man. All right, coming up on the show as we roll through, a couple of things I want to get to. Mike McCarthy is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Reports are coming out of Dallas right now that he is, and I quote the article, fed up, end quote, with Jerry Jones, which, yeah. How could you not be? We'll talk about that later in the show. NFL Players Association is bracing for the push by the NFL to increase the standard or the size of the regular season up to 18 games. And interestingly enough, there is a split in the NFLPA of players that are fine with it and players that are not. We will address that coming up later in the show. We'll further break down the Stanley Cup as the Florida Panthers bring the cup back to the Sunshine State. We'll talk about that. More about the Charlotte City Council giving the old thumbs up to David Tepper for $600-plus million in taxpayer money to renovate Bank of America Stadium. We'll get into the details of that later in the show. And a 2024 Carolina Panthers fantasy football projection was laid down by CBS Sports this week. Now, I will tell you all, I will talk fantasy football with you in season. I will give you fantasy football thoughts and advice. I do not play it anymore. And I don't play fantasy football because I'm too competitive and obsessive. That's all it comes down to.
Nuh-uh, not you.
I know.
No way.
I know. When it got to the point that I was spending more time setting 3 to 9 fantasy football rosters than I was actually working, I came to the conclusion that I should probably stop. So I did. But there is a reason I like talking fantasy football season previews. That reason is it can give you some insight on what the experts think teams are going to be able to do. That is going to be very, very interesting. So we'll talk about that fantasy football preview. Phil Steele, his magazine came out late last week. We'll talk about some of the projections that he has for the Clemson Tiger football program. We talked a little bit about the Gamecocks yesterday and their season expectations. I got a few more after we got off the air yesterday. We'll talk about those. I got some baseball news to get to as the Braves dropped the opener of a set in St. Louis last night. We'll talk about that. Maybe some soccer, maybe some golf. We're going to be busy, y'all. No shortage of stuff to get to today. Some of the most important things that we need to talk about are things that the sultry and, dare I say, seductive voice of Lonzo is going to tell you about right now in this Sports Flash.
Ain't got time for that. Your 2024 NCAA baseball national champions are the Tennessee Volunteers after a 6-5 win over the Texas A&M Aggies. The Aggies trailed by 6-1 at the end of the seventh and attempted to rally, putting up 2 in the eighth and ninth, but the Volunteers were able to finish the comeback effort. The win gave Tennessee its first baseball national championship. And the Stanley Cup will make its way to the Sunshine State after Florida Panthers finished off the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in Game 7. Carter Verhaeghe scored in the opening frame on a redirect from an Evan Rodriguez shot before Matthias Janmark scored a wrister to bring Edmonton even. In the second, Sam Reinhart scored on a 3-2 breakaway to give Florida the lead for good. Hey, make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a lot of fun, all Wire to Wire.
Join us on the live stream, facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, The Fan Upstate, or The Rob Brown Show on YouTube and The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. We are live all 4 hours.
Like you said, The Rob Brown Show.
Don't do that. It's against the law.
You did say that. Okay. I'm sorry.
You can watch the show all 4 hours, all 5 days of the week, at least the weeks that we are in here. All 5 weeks. Before we move on, a couple of things to keep you abreast of. Let's start with I really thought you were going to roll the Beavis and Butthead clip there, and it would have been very fair.
No, I was trying to, you know, you said don't do that, and now I'm not.
I said what? Don't play Beavis and Butthead?
No, I said don't emphasize
how dumb I am when I say dumb words.
Okay, you were really serious when you said that, so I was processing, and that's, you know, I'm like, okay.
Next Monday, I will be off. We will be off. Next Monday, I will be driving back up from a weekend in Florida. This Friday, we will have the show, but I will be broadcasting from Florida on Friday.
Glad you mentioned that, because I already forgot.
Lonzo would have been panicking at 6:55 or 5:55. Going, where the hell is he? This Friday, I'll be broadcasting from Florida. But we will have a show. Next Monday, we'll not have a show as I will be driving back from a weekend with the family and the band. Friday night opening for Jefferson Starship, because why not? Right? Why not? Yesterday, somebody challenged me, great one, to go to a Jefferson Starship show doing Orange Cassidy cosplay. That's going to have to happen. I got to find a denim jacket.
He's back to using the other song now, but still.
That's okay.
He used that for a while. Why not?
Still going to do it.
It took me a second to register why you would do that. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For Jane, I believe, was the song.
That is correct. So we'll have a show Friday. I will. And as far as.
Don't you hope they offer you to come on stage just so you can go, Jane?
0% chance they know what I'm doing. I'm just some dork in a denim jacket.
You guys are opening for them.
Yeah, but.
They're going to be out there watching.
We'll see.
You might be discovered.
Hey, Lonzo, I quit. Why? Because I'm now the third rhythm guitarist in Jefferson Starship, traveling the country playing elite events like the Destin Whiskey Festival. That'll be worth it.
Your sarcasm is unbelieved on this side. Because if you get offered, he's like, Mark, it's Jefferson Starship, dude. I gotta go.
Tell you what, when this tour, just hold the show until the tour is over. I'll be back. So we'll have a show Friday. As far as I am aware, we don't have any reason that the stream will not be up on Friday. It should be. We'll have Bet for the Cycle on Saturday. Be off on Monday. I am driving back. Then next Thursday, we are off for the 4th of July. So we will have shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week. We'll also let you know that is official and confirmed. We will be returning to ACC Media Days. That is the last full week of July. That is July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. We will have shows. This show will be live from ACC Media Days in Charlotte on Monday the 22nd. On Tuesday the 23rd, we will be off Wednesday the 24th, solely because Rob bought tickets to go see Creed a year ago and is not missing that, and was smart enough to know take the day off the next day.
By the way, if you are going to the Creed concert, come up and
give Lonzo a big old hug.
Hang out with Rob. Just ignore me.
Big old bro hug for Lonzo.
You won't even notice me because there'll be a bunch of long-haired people like me just rocking out the Switchfoot and Creed.
Bunch of Florida men.
I still can't remember who the third band was.
Finger 11?
Yeah, it might be.
I think. Doesn't matter. We're all there to see Scott and the boys.
Well.
All right.
Hopefully they're the in-between band, so I have time to go, you know, stand in line to pee, because I'm guessing there'll be a big line. I've never been to a rock concert that wasn't a Christian concert, and I've never been to one where there were three bands.
We're just broadening Lonzo's horizons.
So I don't know. I don't know what lines are like for the I'm guessing there. I've been there before. Last time I was there was for Weird Al. I don't count that as a rock concert. I count that as an experience.
Man's a legend.
That was an experience because he's got all genres.
I've never seen Weird Al. Kind of disappointing.
It was amazing. Ask Chris about it too.
So we will be off on the 23rd. Nope, excuse me, 24th of July, and then on the 25th we will be live in Charlotte again. That is the day that Clemson will have their media day. So we will be there live for that day. We will be broadcasting live Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Diesel and Cole with Wire to Wire, our afternoon co-parts, will be broadcasting live on on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I just thought of something, okay? Cole can reach volumes not quite your level, but he's up there compared to other people that are there at ACC Media Days?
ACC Karen?
Will ACC Karen come after Cole?
That's a great question. She did not come after me last year.
Yeah, but you if you recall...
They also had me way the hell away from the stage last year.
Yeah.
2 years ago, they put our table... So when you go, every station that's there has an assigned table. That is your table for the week. And it is yours to use for what you want when you want to use it. 2 years ago, our table was directly behind, I think it was one row over from the ACC network stage. And I learned that on show one. Now, at the time, were we in the 9 to noon slot? I think we were 9 to noon at that point. We were in that slot. They were going live from ACC Media Days, and my phone blew up from people that were like, yo, bro, you're on TV right now. And I realized, great, we're right there. And that was the second consecutive year that ACC Karen came over and was like, hey, man, we need you to not be you right now. We need you to take that volume level from 11 down to like 0.5, please and thank you. And I did the best I could because, you know, I didn't want to get blacklisted from the event. Showed up last year after two consecutive years of being the ballroom you do it in. It's not, well, it's actually a big lobby outside of the ballroom, but you go up the escalator.
There's an escalator right in the middle of it.
You go up the escalator. The escalator's kind of in the middle of the room. So when you go up the escalator to the top, they have a trophy display of the ACC title trophy, the Orange Bowl trophy. I think the last national championship was there last time we were up there. But you go up, and then you get off the escalator, and you walk either right or left around the edge of the escalator, and there's like it's like a one-person walk with hallway that goes from the end of the escalator around, and then it opens up to the big room, and that's where the ACC stage is, and that's where the, you know, all the TV crews are set up with their studio or whatever. For the first 3 years that I attended Media Days in Charlotte, they had us in that big open portion of the room, which is where the coaches and the players spend most of their time walking around. After my third consecutive run-in with ACC Karen last year or 2 years ago, last year I arrived to find that our table had been moved over to the hallway next to the escalator. There were like three tables on either side. One of them was me, a cat out of Louisville who was also super loud, and a guy out of, I think, Tallahassee on our side that's also super. Like, clearly the three of us were like, oh, I get it. Which kind of stank because it resulted in any time one of us were live, we all found ourselves overpowering each other. Not intentionally, it just happens. But I am very curious with us running two shows there this year, as we will be live again Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Cole and Diesel will be live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I am very curious as to our location this year. Are they going to put us back in the big room? Because they give priority to stations that are running more shows. If you're running two or three shows in a pod, they put you a little closer to the action. If you just do one show, like we did primarily last year, then they kind of stick you off to the side or back in that hallway. I am wondering with two shows if this is another year that we have some interaction with ACC Karen.
I almost regret not going because if we were to get into a debate like we do in the 6 o'clock hour quite often, think of how loud that would be there. Because you're already loud, but when you want to fight, when you want to go, you get a little bit louder.
When you want to go.
Yeah. And
you want to go, bro?
Yeah. You want to go, bro?
You want to go, bro?
Hey, bro. You want to go?
I'm looking forward to it.
Blow up, square week. Up. Yeah.
So they have it off on Monday upcoming from Florida Friday, off on Monday, and then July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, we will be live as well, wire to wire from ACC Media Days. The Rob Brown Show live on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Cole and Diesel live on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So there's your setup. There's your schedule.
You're not going to see me much for 2 weeks there because I'm on vacation like part of the 2 weeks before that. I'm not taking 2 weeks. I'm like taking a Thursday and Friday off.
I was like, you're taking 2 weeks off?
No, I'm taking a Thursday and Friday off and then a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I was about to say, I need to get on the Lonzo compensation plan.
Come on. You know how many vacation days I have. But I'm staggering the vacation in order to make sure that work gets done around here because, you know, I'm a company guy. That is the reason why I'm doing it.
Oh, man. All right. Coming up on the show as we roll through, a couple of things I want to get to. Mike McCarthy is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Reports are coming out of Dallas right now that he is, and I quote the article, fed up, end quote, with Jerry Jones, which, yeah. How could you not be? We'll talk about that later in the show. NFL Players Association is bracing for the push by the NFL to increase the stand or the size of the regular season up to 18 games. And interestingly enough, there is a split in the NFLPA of players that are fine with it and players that are not. We will address that coming up later in the show. We'll further break down the Stanley Cup as the Florida Panthers bring the cup back to the Sunshine State. We'll talk about that. More about the Charlotte City Council giving the old thumbs up to David Tepper for $600-plus million in taxpayer money to renovate Bank of America Stadium. We'll get into the details of that later in the show. And a 2024 Carolina Panthers fantasy football projection was laid down by CBS Sports this week. Now, I will tell you all, I will talk fantasy football with you in season. I will give you fantasy football thoughts and advice. I do not play it anymore. And I don't play fantasy football because I'm too competitive and obsessive. That's all it comes down to.
Nuh-uh, not you.
I know.
No way.
I know. When it got to the point that I was spending more time setting 3 to 9 fantasy football rosters than I was actually working, I came to the conclusion that I should probably stop. So I did. But there is a reason I like talking fantasy football season previews. That reason is it can give you some insight on what the experts think teams are going to be able to do. That is going to be very, very interesting. So we'll talk about that fantasy football preview. Phil Steele, his magazine came out late last week. We'll talk about some of the projections that he has for the Clemson Tiger football program. We talked a little bit about the Gamecocks yesterday and their season expectations. I got a few more after we got off the air yesterday. We'll talk about those. I got some baseball news to get to as the Braves dropped the opener of a set in St. Louis last night. We'll talk about that. Maybe some soccer, maybe some golf. We're going to be busy, y'all. No shortage of stuff to get to today. Some of the most important things that we need to talk about are things that the sultry and, dare I say, seductive voice of Lonzo is going to tell you about right now in this Sports Flash.
Ain't got time for that. Your 2024 NCAA Baseball National Champions are the Tennessee Volunteers after a 6-5 win over the Texas A&M Aggies. The Aggies trailed by 6-1 at the end of the seventh and attempted to rally, putting up 2 in the eighth and ninth, but the Volunteers were able to finish the comeback effort. The win gave Tennessee its first baseball national championship. And the Stanley Cup will make its way to the Sunshine State after Florida Panthers finished off the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in Game 7. Carter Verhaeghe scored in the opening frame on a redirect from an Evan Rodriguez shot before Matthias Janmark scored a wrister to bring Edmonton even. In the second, Sam Reinhart scored on a 3-2 breakaway to give Florida the lead for good. Hey, make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a lot of fun, all Wire to Wire.